We continue on Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph at the Mishnah. Yayin Nesach Aser Ve'Oser B'Cholshu. Yayin Nesach is Aser, not just to drink, but even for Hana. And not only that, it's Aser B'Cholshu, that if it mixes in with something else, it Asers it B'Cholshu, presumably with other wine. And even though the Mishnah seems to be repetitive, as we'll see in a moment, it must be talking about something different. Yayin B'Yayin Umayim B'Mayim B'Cholshu. If wine gets mixed with wine, or even water that's usher that gets in, mixed in with mutter water, b'cholshu, even the smallest amount of water, of iser water, or iser wine mixing with mutter wine or mutter water, is going to prohibit the entire mixture, assuming it's a yayin and yayin, and mayim and mayim. However, yayin b'mayim, umayim b'yayin, b'nosin tam. But if they're different minim that are getting mixed together, wine and water, then we go by nosin tam, by the taste, which means shishim, batal b'shishim. Zeh klal, so this is the rule, min b'mino b'mashu, v'shalo b'mino b'nosin tam. If it's min b'mino, it's aser b'mashu, the smallest amount asers it. There's no way to separate the tastes. You don't know what's what, but yayin b'mayim, or min b'she'en omino, b'nosin tam, it goes after shishim. So now the Gemara begins with a ruling in the name of Rav Yochanan. We're actually going to see a number of different halachos all connected, said in the name of Rav Yochanan. Ki asa Rav Dimi, Rav Yochanan, when Rav Dimi came back from Eretz Yisrael, he said the following halacha in the name of Rav Yochanan. An interesting chiddush. Hama'ara yayin nesach mechavis labor afilu kol yom kulo richon batol. Fascinating idea that if you have a bucket of yayin, kosher wine, and somebody is pouring yayin nesach slowly into this big vat of kosher wine, every drop that gets mixed in to the kosher wine is going to be mutter, and therefore you may end up having 50 gallons of yayin nesach in the now the new vat of wine, and there might even be more yayin nesach than mutter wine, but nevertheless, the whole thing is kosher because rishon batel. This is the chiddush of Rav Dimi, which clearly seems to fly in the face of our Mishnah, because our Mishnah said yayin nesach is aser, that even the minutest amount of yayin nesach is aser b'kolshu. So how do you differentiate? That's exactly what the Gemara asks. Tanan, yayin nesach aser v'oser b'kolshu. It clearly tells you that yayin nesach is aser b'kolshu. How can you say rishon batel? So Gemara asks, my love, the kanafel is sura lagav hetera. Lo, the kanafel hetera lagav isura. That you're making a mistake. Our Mishnah, when it says that yayin nesach is aser b'cholshu, that's if you have a big vat of yayin nesach and you're pouring mutter wine into the vat, even if you pour 50 gallons, since it's rishon batel, yayin nesach is aser b'cholshu. But in the reverse, if the vat is kosher wine and you're pouring yayin nesach into the kosher wine slowly but surely, the entire, even if they pour 50 gallons worth, and there's more yayin nesach than yayin heter, it is permissible, it's not batel. Amazing chiddush. Tashma. So try to prove this, we try to ask on Rav Dimi in another case of our Mishnah. Yayin b'mayim b'nosin tam. It says if yayin gets mixed in with water, it's shishim. But what do you see? You see that it does become aser. What do you mean, rishon batel, and therefore it should never be aser? My love, the kanefel chamra di sura lamaya de hetera. Are we not talking about a case where you were pouring wine, which was prohibited, into water, into a vat of water, which is permitted? And now you see rishon, you would think to say rishon batel, but you don't. The Mishnah says it's aser benosin tam. So that seems to be a kstira. Gemara says lo, the kanefel chamra de hetera lamaya de sura. No, the Mishnah is talking about, again, being consistent, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the vat is water, and you're pouring the wine into the kosher wine into the vat of iser water. But then the Gemara says, "Wait, hold on a second. Umid reisha b'maya di isura, seifen avi b'maya di isura." But if the first the reisha is talking about when it says yayin b'mayim, it's talking about mayim that's usher. Well, then the seifa should is also going to be talking about mayim di isura. Well, that would make the case to be different. I mean, the similar uktani seifa. mayim, which doesn't make sense, which should be different. Uktani seifa mayim b'yayin b'nosin tam. But the Mishnah says that if you mix water with wine, it's also nosin tam. So what's the case? You're going to tell me that it's the same exact case? Well, if it's the same exact case, if you're pouring wine into isra water, then why are you telling me the same case? Yayin b'mayim or mayim b'yayin, it's all the same. There's no reason to repeat it. So Gemara says no. Amel charavdimi, very consistent, beautiful way of answering up all the questions from the Mishnah. Kulam asnisin hetera l'gavi sura. Now, each case is when you're pouring the heter wine or heter water or heter something into something which is usr. So what's the difference in the yayin b'mayim and mayim b'yayin? V'resha the kanefel chamra de hetera l'maya de isura. The first case is where kosher wine falls into isra water, and the seifa the kanefel maya de hetera l'chamra de isura. The seifa is when you have kosher water falling into isser wine. So therefore, we're not able to shlug up Rav Dimi. Rav Dimi's chiddush still stands, that so long as you pour into isser wine, into kosher wine, or even if it's kosher water, it's rishon batel, and therefore you can have 50 100 gallons, and it's a great way to make non-kosher wine become kosher based on this chiddush of Rav Dimi Amar Rav Yochanan. There is a very important tosos on this sugya that we say yayin b'yayin and mayim b'mayim is b'mashihu. So it says tosos, this idea that it asers something b'mashihu, even the minutest amount, that only says Rabbeinu Tam, that's only when we're talking about yayin nesach that was actually nisnasnech l'shem avodos kochavim. That wouldn't apply to Stam Yenam. Stam Yenam, we're going to say the rule is Shishim. The whole Chumrah is only when it's actually Mamish Yayin Nesach, but when it's Stam Yenam, it's even Min B'mino, even Yayin B'yayin, says Rabbeinu Tam, it's going to be Shishim, like Kol Yisur and Shebet Torah. We had the Gemara earlier that Kol Yisur and Shebet Torah B'Shishim. So this whole Chiddush of our Mishnah is only talking about Mamish Yayin Nesach, that was nisnasteich l'shem avodos kochavim. Because most of the time nowadays, whenever we're dealing with questions of wine, we're dealing with issues of wine that was not mevashel, and then an avodos kochavim or a non-Jew touches it, and now we have to deal with the ramifications of us or mutter or getting when it gets mixed in. That's all b'shishim, because it's not actually mamash nisnasteich l'shem avodos kochavim. The bottom, also very important, the statement that the Re makes in Tosfos, even if, says the Re, v'odam Reeve, afilim nafshach lomer de stam yayin b'mashu, even if you want to say that stam yayin is b'mashu, let's even say that, that's only in the times of the Gemara and the Mishnah, only in the times of the Tanaim and Amoraim. Why? Because in those days, the Ovdei Kochavim were bekiyin in nisuch hamayim. But nowadays, and therefore we would be machmir on stam yenam as well. But nowadays, since they're not bekiyin in nisuch hamayim, definitely, if we know it's not for sure nisnasteich l'shem avodos kochavim, it would be batal b'shishim. So again, just very important to understand the sugya, that for our purposes, this is talking about when it's nisnasteich l'shem avodos kochavim. That's why we have all these issues of mashu and kolshu. But when it comes to stam yenam in general, that would be a different amount, which would be batal b'shishim.